It's time to talk Auburn Bulldog football. Coach Tony Jans and the Bulldogs coming off last year, Coach, 10-2 last year, a great season. And every year you coaches and teachers have to say goodbye to seniors, and you did a bunch of that last year. Tell me how things are going, getting ready for 2025 with a whole new group.
Yeah, you know, like I said, every year it's a new team, and you got to develop that identity again of who you are and get yourself ready. And sometimes, you know, you have a lot of guys back. Like 2 years ago, we only had three seniors, and so you had a lot of familiarity within your group. But even then, you said, hey, it's still a new team, new season. You got to prove it. This year, we graduated a large senior class, and it was a senior class that contributed a lot over their 4 years, had a lot of success. Obviously, were huge for us in terms of leadership. So when you lose that, it makes that point, you know, easier to make of this a new year and new opportunities. And you know, it creates some things where, you know, there's probably some doubt from some people, you know, outside of here, because we're not proven. And we're not. We got to go out and prove it with these parts that we have. But we do have some guys back that played significant roles on last year's team, and they're ready to take on bigger roles and be leaders for us. And then on the other end, we got guys that are playing this year that didn't play much varsity ball last year that have put in a lot of work, and they're excited and ready to prove what they can do. And what we've seen throughout the offseason, again, is our guys have put in a ton of effort. They've put in the time. And so what they've done is they've put themselves in a position where they can be ready to contribute the best they can. Now, how that plays out on the field on Friday night, you can't sit here and lie and say you know. But again, they've put themselves in a position to be successful, and now we just got to continue to build on that. And when we go out there Friday night, be ready to take advantage of our opportunities.
Coach, this is something that it means absolutely nothing at this point, but maybe it does to the kids and probably your opponents. I'm working from memory here. I think you're ranked in the top five in the state in C1. As you said, you got a lot of new kids in a lot of new places. It's respect for your program to get ranked that high preseason, but, man, that puts a little bit of a target on your back when you get against some of these other teams, doesn't it?
Yeah, when I sit here with it and see our guys, I think, well, knowing what I know, I would put us fairly high because I like what we got.
Mm-hmm.
If I was outside, and really where you look, whatever ranking you look at, you can see a ton of variation.
Yeah.
Some people have us high, some don't have us on there at all. You know, if I was ranking from the outside, I don't know that I would, because, again, I think we're just unproven. And so that's what it comes down to anyway, because no one ever looks back and brags about what the preseason rankings are. They simply don't matter. It matters where you are at the end of the year. And, you know, last year we finished higher than what we started anywhere. So, you know, if you come in and you start high and finish lower, that doesn't matter either. So we really, that stuff doesn't matter much. And the nice thing is that I really haven't heard our guys talk about that at all. They're focused on the task at hand. They really embrace that one to know mentality. And we know, you know, what really matters right now is just being ready for Mount Michael this first week and putting our best performance on the field.
We'll come back. We'll talk about Friday night's matchup after this timeout.